This is the Daily Update for Thursday, May 25th, 2017. Donald Trump orders a probe of intelligence leaks. White House leaks are growing, problem getting much worse. The finger pointing goes to Barack Obama and his people in the White House. So this is very serious. These are leaks of national secrets. These are leaks that could compromise security, perhaps even get people killed. But nonetheless, the British police stopped sharing information to the U.S. after leaks to the U.S. media that police feared would compromise the investigation of the Manchester bombing. So, of course, big news pays big bucks for this information. These people just aren't doing it for free. They're getting paid. So we need to put a stop to the payoffs from the big news companies paying people off, stealing these secrets, and we need to punish them and punish the people doing it. So all of this amounts to interference with governmental administration, and it needs to stop. It's interesting also, in the Manchester bombing, that police have arrested 8 people in total so far, including the bomber's father, brother, the whole bit, the father telling him to go and blow himself up. You know, this is the deal. We are in a war with guerrilla combat fighters. These people will fight, they will kill, innocent people, innocent girls, innocent boys, men, women, whatever, they don't care. And then we need to put a stop to all of this. You know, and how do you put a stop to it? You have to stop the whole ideology. And you have to stop being so politically correct, saying, well, you know, Muslims aren't bad, whatever. Let me tell you, man, it is a cult religion that preaches hate and death. What people have made this cult religion into is dangerous. Dangerous for everyone, because people are dying because of it. So, and if someone says to you, all the Christians did it, whatever, you know, let me tell you, right now, today, people are dying from Islam. People are dying from it, right? Then we get the brothers that were arrested in Minnesota, found with a carload of guns, hand grenade, bomb-making material. They let one guy go, which defies logic, and they're keeping the other guy in $200,000 bail, and he can't make the bail yet. But here we have people with a loaded AK-47. Here we have people driving around, a guy that was already in jail on weapons charges, by the way, and then what do you think that they're doing? These are Muslim brothers. These are 2 brothers who are Muslims. These are people who I deem as dangerous, and they're found with bomb-making materials, really. So a lot of people are upset that the police let one of them go, and they said that their hands are tied, really. But I know a lot of people also don't want to be labeled from the politically correct morons out there saying it's Islamophobia. Let me tell you, it's okay to be Islamophobic, because these people are killing people in the name of their religion. It's fine to be Islamophobic. There's no such thing, as a matter of fact, as Islamophobic, because it is what we are witnessing, and people have the right to be afraid of people who do this, right? So people think that the bombs are going to go off every day. The terrorists don't even want that. You know what they want? They want to do a bomb here and there, scare people, terrorize people. You get the chilling effect. They don't need to have bombs going off every day. They just need to scare people. And then the Muslims are quiet. You ever hear the Muslim groups out there? Where are they? You know, here's this big Manchester bombing in the name of Islam. How come they're not outraged? How come they're not taken to the streets? How come they're not there in people's faces saying, hey, we've got to stop this? Where's the humanity of that religion, right? And you say, well, you know, only the radical ones do this. No. Because the radical ones and the moderate ones all tolerate one another. So they're doing it in the name of Islam. And then these people, if they really love their religion, they should stop it from happening, but they won't. Then we get all kinds of numbskullery, man. Here we have the United States, a college campus in Washington State, the Evergreen State College in Washington, having a day without whites. So a day where white people are not wanted on campus. Get that, right? So now they're putting pressure on a professor who had refused to leave the campus. Biology professor Brett Weinstein did not want to leave campus. He thinks the whole thing is racist. They called him a racist, and now students are alleging that he said racist comments. He needs to go. They want him to resign. So it's an invitation for white people to leave the campus, or are they being made to? In this case, they're being made to. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And if black people out there think white people are their problem, you're wrong. If white people out there thinking black people are your problem, you're wrong. And I think that everyone needs to get their heads out of their asses and get together. But this is tolerated on campuses in the United States of America. Absolutely obscene what's going on in these campuses. And I think that we should cut funding to any campus that tolerates this type of discrimination, this type of racism, any discrimination, any racism. Cut off the umbilical cord. Don't give them money. Look what they're doing and look who they're hurting, right? So we're keeping all that in mind. Let's end racism, right? Today is National Brown Baggot Day. It's a day to bring your own lunch to work or to school or whatever. It's lost on kids, man. Kids have everything handed to them on a silver platter these days for the most part. And then they go to school. They throw the school lunches out because most of them are disgusting because of Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. Their healthy food really was healthy and disgusting. It wasn't healthy. They deemed ketchup a vegetable, and a tomato is not even a vegetable, so that's lost on the Obamas, I guess. So Trump has gotten rid of that whole program. Maybe some taste will come back to the food now, or they can find healthier choices that actually taste good. But today is National Brown Baggot Day, so you packed ass sandwich, you packed ass salad, bring it to school, man. You know what? Bring it to work, bring it to school, save yourself a few bucks, and it's always nicer to make things at home and bring it in. Today is Red Nose Day. So Red Nose Day came about, believe it or not, from Walgreens. And Red Nose Day is a day to celebrate fundraising efforts in a zany fashion. It's fundraising for poor children. So it's great to have little carnivals. It's great to have things where kids can come and participate, and people can come and play games and have fun. And you're raising money for a good cause. This way, everybody gets something out of it, and you get the gift of giving, right? Today is National Tap Dance Day, so who doesn't love tap dancers? It has gone to the wayside, man. We don't see a lot of people tap dancing anymore, but there was some big Sammy Davis Jr. back in the day. Huge tap dancer. Amazing watching these guys do their thing because they are so fast and so amazing at their tap dance. But man, it is one of the things that have kind of fallen off the face of the planet. Today is National Wine Day, so the bigger the glass, the better. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Go out and get your wine on today. Wine's not going to solve your problem, but it's nice to imbibe once in a while. It's really good for your palate while you're eating. It's good for your blood. It's good for your body. You look at French food and how fatty it is, and then they don't have heart disease in France, really, because they drink a lot of wine, and wine is beneficial. I know lots of old winos, but I don't know a lot of old druggies, put it that way. So get your wine on today. And today is Geek Pride Day for all the Omegas out there who are the geeks of our world. And then for years, you guys have been put down, slapped around, beaten down, picked on, bullied, the whole bit. But geeks are responsible for our whole world of intricate computing and things like that. You can call them geeks anyway. I don't call them geeks, you know, because I also have elements of the whole computer thing and whatever, and I'm also part Omega. You know, as a male, I am an Alpha, Beta, Omega, and then basically you can call me a Zeta male because I actually have all of those things rolled up into one. But let's celebrate those geeks today on Geek Pride Day. Get your geek on and be proud about it, right? This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Thursday, May 25th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.